Welcome back. I'm Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Lloyd and I are now being joined by Sandy Barua, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, the organization behind the Mackinac Policy Conference that wrapped just a couple of weeks ago. Sandy, thanks for being on.
Well, good morning, Jeff and Lloyd.
Well, Sandy, you had a couple thousand of your closest friends on Mackinac Island for about a week, and everybody's back on the mainland now. So, you know, tell our listeners, what was the conference really about this year? What do you think people carried home with them on the ferry ride?
Well, I think the message that we were really trying to get across, especially in such a transformative election year, is that, you know, Michigan, despite all of its tremendous assets, we have some significant issues that we need to deal very openly and honestly with. Things like, you know, our educational attainment, like our population growth, like our stagnant incomes. And when you compare us to the rest of the country, we have really taken a fall in the last generation, the last 25 years.
Sandy, you know, I want to ask you about the Gordie Howe Bridge because, you know, there's been all this back and forth. You know, it was going to be a ribbon cutting, then it was going to be open, then it's not going to be. I mean, you know, set aside the day-to-day headlines for a second. When that bridge finally opens, what does it actually mean for this region, and what do you hope it unlocks for us next?
Well, it will be an economic driver, no doubt. You know, time is money, especially in the manufacturing world. And we're obviously, a binational manufacturing region. And the easier parts and equipment can get between Ontario and Michigan and beyond, the more efficient our companies will be and the more profitable they can be. So it will be an economic driver, no doubt.
And it was a pretty good deal for the state of Michigan, too, right?
Well, yeah, the Canadians paid for everything, and this was a deal that was in the works for, 15 years, over multiple Michigan governors, Democrats and Republicans. It was finally Governor Rick Snyder that got it over the finish line, and we were really proud to be partnered with him in working on this. But the Canadians paid for every bit of it. Half of the materials, such as the steel and concrete, came from the U.S. side. Half of the labor came from the U.S. side. The Canadians even paid for the customs plaza on the Detroit side of the bridge to U.S. Customs Service specifications. So, when you talk about a good deal, this one is a good deal.
You've got, you know, tens of thousands of members at the chamber, too, and you're talking to businesses across the region, across the state, every single day. What do you think the biggest myth is that people still have about Michigan's economy? What would you want to make sure that you could correct or dispel?
So when we pull Michiganders across the state, and we do this frequently, just like your organization does, Jeff, and we use the same pollster, our friend Richard Shuba, but when we pull our fellow citizens and ask them, hey, how do you think Michigan's doing on things like educational attainment, population growth, per capita income, et cetera, they generally think we're about average. They think we're kind of in the 20s, but when in reality, most of these metrics, we're actually in the 40s. So while our neighbors think we are dead even, in lots of cases, we're actually dead last.
Sandy, if you had 60 seconds with every policymaker, every business leader, voter in the state as well, what's the one message you want them to walk away with about WTF? And I mean, what's the fix?
Yeah, what we need more than anything in Michigan are, you know, policy prescriptions that can stand the test of time. They don't have to be perfect. I'm not looking for a complete Republican agenda or a complete Democrat agenda, but we need something that when we do switch legislatures or when we do switch who's sitting in the governor's chair, that these policies can play out and we can actually see if they work. Because right now, the Michigan U is not just a traffic pattern, it's actually how we conduct policy in the state of Michigan. And this inconsistency is killing us.
And Sandy, I know you've seen this region through the highs and the lows. Are you more optimistic about Detroit and Michigan today than you were, let's say, 10 years ago?
Well, I'm super optimistic about Detroit. I really do think that it is on such a positive trajectory. that will continue. Obviously, you know, the city and the region, you know, we need to work on some of the same things that the state needs to work on, such as improving our educational scores, like our math scores, our reading scores. We need to do a better job funding higher education. Because it's, you know, we used to do it really well in Michigan, and now we frankly don't, and population growth. So we need to work on the same things.
Sandy, we've got about 20 seconds left. What's your go-to for a Michigan summer destination?
Home. I'll be honest, we love it here. I mean, Michigan has such beautiful summers, and we're fortunate enough to have a pool, so, you know, we're staying home.
Sandy Barua, President and CEO of Detroit Regional Chamber, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks for working the morning shift, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for being up with us.
Well, pool party at Sandy's house, too.
Hey, that's what I say. Listen, Sandy's probably traveling a lot. He's out so much. I mean, be at home for a little while.
That's right.
It probably works. Coming up, we'll be speaking with Representative Van Bolen, and also Jen Flood will come our way at 7:35. But first, it's time for WJR's Business Beat. It's brought to you by Shelving.com. We rack your world. Here is Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, to spotlight the entrepreneurial tech and startup community on WJR.
Good morning. So many options available to us when it comes to engaging new and existing customers as a small business, but here's a good old standby that just flat out works. For years, newsletter advertising sat on the edges of most media plans. It was seen as niche and hard to scale, but all of that is changing according to the latest newsletter ad performance report compiled after review of millions of dollars in spend and insights for more than 1,500 advertisers. And the data shows it's clear that newsletter advertising has crossed an important threshold. It's no longer a test channel. It's now an operating channel, and marketers are beginning to treat it just that way. What stands out most is that in a market where volatility has become the norm, newsletters are doing something increasingly rare. That is, they are delivering predictable results. The data shows a 30% year-over-year increase in newsletter revenue and a 40% increase in total newsletter ad campaigns, alongside an 80% expansion in reachable subscriber pools, and rebooking intent grew more than 60% year-over-year. And that's a leading indicator of trust. Marketers don't rebook unless it's working. So why is newsletter advertising working so well? Well, audiences are tired of interruptions, platforms are less transparent, targeting is more constrained, and performance marketers are under pressure to show real outcomes instead of modeled assumptions. And newsletters, it's newsletters that offer a rare combination. Direct access to an opted-in, engaged, and interested audience delivered in a predictable format with minimal signal loss. There's no feed or algorithm to fight, no scrolling competition, no ambiguity about whether the message was actually seen, and that simplicity turns out to be a major competitive advantage. So look, if you're looking for a channel that delivers with a high degree of confidence, consider newsletter advertising, or even perhaps establishing a newsletter of your own you issue directly from your business to your customer base. Data now shows it's working. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, the source for everything you need to start and grow your own business. And that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.